The average cost of a DUI in Virginia is $11,352.47. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV. You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47? Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
Chapter 19, The Seed of Kindness. As the years went on, the World Summit on Compassionate Leadership became an annual tradition, drawing even larger crowds and expanding Ethan Hayes's influence across cultures, industries, and generations. Each summit served as a reminder of the strength that lay within unity and kindness, and every participant left with a renewed sense of purpose, inspired to carry forward Ethan's ideals. In a small town halfway across the world, a young woman named Lena came across the resilient workplace in her community library. She was a teacher, passionate about creating an inclusive and supportive environment for her students, but she often found herself struggling against a system that prioritized test scores over student well-being. Ethan's story, his fight to bring compassion into an environment that had been cold and hostile, resonated deeply with her. The book became a lifeline for Lena, a reminder that she could make a difference in her classroom, even when it felt like the odds were stacked against her. She began incorporating Ethan's principles into her teaching, creating a classroom culture where her students felt safe to express themselves, support one another, and celebrate each other's strengths. Inspired by Ethan's journey, Lena launched a school-wide initiative she called the Kindness Project. It was a simple program. Each student was encouraged to perform small acts of kindness daily, whether it was helping a classmate, sharing a word of encouragement, or even just listening to someone who needed it. Over time, the Kindness Project transformed the school. Teachers and students alike began to notice the change in atmosphere. Bullying incidents dropped, collaboration increased, and students who once struggled to engage found themselves feeling more connected and valued. Lena's program became a model for other schools in the region, each one eager to replicate the positive effects she had achieved. Soon, educators in different countries were adopting the Kindness Project, and Lena was invited to speak at conferences where she shared how Ethan's story had inspired her. "It all started with a man named Ethan Hayes," she would say, her voice filled with gratitude. "He taught me that even in the smallest corners of our world, we have the power to change lives through kindness. My classroom is proof that one person's compassion can create a ripple effect." As the Kindness Project spread to schools around the globe, Ethan's name became known to children who had never stepped foot in a workplace. They knew him not just as a corporate leader but as a hero of kindness, a symbol of the good that could come from treating others with respect and empathy. In one school, students painted a mural on an outside wall featuring a large tree with colorful leaves, each leaf representing an act of kindness. Above the mural was a plaque that read, "Inspired by Ethan Hayes, changing the world, one kind act at a time." The mural became a cherished landmark, a daily reminder for students and teachers alike that their actions had the power to shape their community. Ethan's values had taken root in places he could have never imagined, fostering a new generation of compassionate leaders. Meanwhile, the Hayes Fellowship continued to evolve, with each new cohort of fellows bringing fresh ideas and perspectives to the initiative. They launched specialized tracks for different fields, from healthcare and education to environmental advocacy, ensuring that Ethan's principles were applied in diverse contexts. Fellows developed programs to combat burnout in hospitals, reduce teacher stress in schools, and promote mental health awareness in underserved communities. At the fellowship's headquarters, the board decided to create a new leadership position, one they called the Hayes Ambassador. Each year, an exceptional fellow would be selected to travel internationally, visiting companies, schools, nonprofits, and communities to share Ethan's story and support local initiatives inspired by his legacy. Maya Chen, now a senior advisor in the fellowship, was chosen as the first Hayes Ambassador. She embraced the role with passion, traveling to cities and towns, meeting with people who had been touched by Ethan's message, and helping them implement compassionate leadership practices in their own contexts. One of her visits took her to the very school where Lena had launched the Kindness Project. There, Maya met students who spoke about Ethan Hayes as if he were an old friend, someone who had changed their lives from afar. They shared stories of kindness, letters of gratitude, and drawings of the acts of compassion they'd performed in his honor. Standing in front of the mural, surrounded by the young students, Maya felt the full weight of Ethan's legacy. "Ethan would be so proud of all of you," she said, her voice filled with emotion. "You are the true leaders of tomorrow, the ones who are showing the world that kindness is the greatest strength we have." As Maya traveled the world, she saw the breadth and depth of Ethan's influence firsthand. From bustling cities to quiet rural towns, she met people from all walks of life who shared stories of how the resilient workplace had changed the way they viewed leadership and kindness. She collected these stories, weaving them into a book she called The Torchbearers, Stories of Ethan Hayes's Legacy. The book became a celebration of the global movement Ethan had inspired, a testament to the lives that had been touched, transformed, and uplifted by his journey. Maya's book, like Ethan's, reached countless people, inspiring a new wave of readers to adopt Ethan's values and carry them forward. Years later, on the anniversary of Ethan Hayes's passing, the Fellowship organized a memorial event that brought together thousands of people from around the world. They gathered to honor the man who had sparked a revolution in kindness, to celebrate the lives that had been forever changed by his story. In a symbolic tribute, attendees were given small candles, which they held as they stood together in silence. One by one, they lit their candles from a central flame, each person passing the light to the next, until the entire space was aglow. The scene was a powerful reminder that Ethan's legacy was like a flame, spreading from one person to another, growing brighter with each act of compassion. As the candles flickered in the night, Leo, now in his late years, addressed the crowd. "Ethan taught us that kindness is not a weakness, it is the greatest strength we possess. His legacy is not only in the programs and initiatives we've built, but in the hearts and actions of each of you here tonight. We are all part of his story now, and it's our duty to carry it forward, to spread his light wherever we go." The crowd stood in reverent silence, holding their candles high. They understood the weight of Leo's words, that Ethan's legacy would continue as long as they each held that light within them. And as the night deepened, the light of thousands of candles glowed against the darkness, a testament to the enduring power of love, resilience, and unity, a testament to the life and legacy of Ethan Hayes. In every corner of the world, in every quiet act of kindness, in every workplace, school, and community touched by his story, Ethan Hayes's legacy lived on. He had shown the world that one person's courage and compassion could indeed make a difference, and in doing so, he had inspired generations to believe in the transformative power of kindness. Ethan's journey had ended, but his impact would endure, lighting the way for countless others who believed, as he had, that we could change the world, one kind act at a time. Chapter 20. A World Forever Changed. Ethan Hayes's legacy had spread across the globe, leaving an indelible mark on hearts and minds. His life's work, born from a single act of courage and compassion, had grown into a movement that bridged cultures, generations, and industries. The values he championed became universal principles, resilience, unity, kindness, that transcended the walls of corporate offices and reached every corner of society. In the years following Ethan's passing, the Hayes Fellowship created a digital archive called the Ethan Hayes Collection. It housed letters, speeches, and testimonials from people who had been inspired by Ethan's story. It also included recordings from his talks and videos of the summits that now drew thousands every year. The archive allowed people from around the world to experience Ethan's teachings firsthand, to learn from his words, and to draw strength from his journey. It was a living repository of the values Ethan had embodied, accessible to anyone who sought to understand or share his vision. One quiet morning, a young man named Ahmed stumbled upon the Ethan Hayes Collection while studying at a university in Cairo. Ahmed had been feeling disillusioned, questioning whether he could make a difference in a world that often felt indifferent to the ideals he cherished. But as he listened to Ethan's speeches, read his story, and watched the testimonials from those whose lives Ethan had touched, he felt a glimmer of hope return. Ethan's journey resonated deeply with Ahmed, igniting a desire to bring those same values into his own life. Inspired by Ethan, he founded a student organization focused on promoting empathy, understanding, and collaboration across cultural and religious divides. He called it Bridges of Unity, and its mission was simple yet profound: to foster respect and compassion among people of different backgrounds. The group quickly gained popularity, becoming a beacon for students seeking meaningful connection. Ahmed and his peers hosted cultural exchange events, held open dialogues, and organized service projects that united students around shared goals. They used Ethan's teachings as a guide, often quoting his belief that true strength lies in lifting others up. In time, Bridges of Unity grew beyond Ahmed's university, inspiring similar groups at other schools across Egypt and neighboring countries. Young people began to see themselves as agents of positive change, carrying forward Ethan's vision of a world built on kindness and mutual respect. Meanwhile, in Europe, an innovative tech startup named Kindworks emerged, founded by an entrepreneur named Sophia, who had been a fellow of the Hayes Fellowship. Her mission was to integrate compassion into technology, building tools that promoted mental well-being, community support, and personal growth. She had been inspired by Ethan's dedication to creating workplaces where people felt valued and supported, and she saw an opportunity to bring those values into the digital world. One of Kindworks' most popular products was an app that allowed users to share words of encouragement, gratitude, and support with one another. The app became a viral success, especially among younger users who appreciated its positive approach to social media. To honor Ethan, Sophia included a special section called Hayes Moments, where users could share stories of kindness and resilience, inspired by Ethan's life. The app quickly gained millions of users, and Ethan's legacy spread even further, reaching people who might never have otherwise encountered his story. Every day, users posted stories of compassion, courage, and unity, creating a virtual community rooted in Ethan's values. Back in the United States, Maya, now an established leader within the fellowship, led an initiative to bring Ethan's story into public school systems. The initiative, called Leaders of Tomorrow, aimed to teach students about compassionate leadership, empathy, and resilience. Teachers received training on how to incorporate these values into their classrooms, using Ethan's story as a foundational text. Students across the country began learning about Ethan Hayes not just as a corporate leader but as a champion of kindness, someone who had believed in the power of every individual to make a difference. The initiative encouraged students to engage in acts of kindness, to create inclusive environments, and to stand up for one another. Ethan's legacy was becoming part of a generation's moral foundation, shaping their understanding of what it meant to lead with integrity. Years later, on what would have been Ethan's 100th birthday, a special global event was held in his honor. People gathered in cities across the world, from New York and London to Johannesburg and Tokyo, each gathering connected by live-streamed speeches, performances, and tributes. At the main event in New York, thousands filled a park dedicated to Ethan Hayes. Maya, Leo, and countless others who had been touched by Ethan's life took the stage to honor the man who had sparked a movement. There was a palpable sense of gratitude in the air, a shared recognition that Ethan's vision had become a part of each of them, woven into the fabric of their lives and communities. Leo, now well into his elder years, stood before the crowd, his voice steady but filled with emotion. Ethan Hayes showed us that one person can indeed change the world. He believed that true leadership comes from a place of love, from the desire to lift others up and build something greater than ourselves. Today, we carry that legacy forward, not just in our workplaces, but in our homes, our schools, our communities. The crowd erupted into applause, and as Leo looked out over the sea of faces, he felt a profound sense of peace. Ethan's legacy had become a guiding light for people around the world, a testament to the enduring power of kindness, resilience, and unity. The event concluded with a symbolic act. Attendees held candles, lighting them from a central flame and passing it from one person to the next. The sight of thousands of candles, glowing softly against the evening sky, symbolized Ethan's enduring legacy, a light passed from person to person, heart to heart, community to community. As the candles burned, people shared stories of how Ethan's values had touched their lives. Each story was a reminder that his impact had transcended time, distance, and culture, that his vision of a kinder, more compassionate world had become a reality. In the years that followed, Ethan Hayes's legacy continued to flourish, expanding with each new generation of leaders, students, and everyday individuals who believed in his message. His story remained a source of inspiration, a reminder that courage and kindness could create ripples that reached far beyond one lifetime. Through the fellowship, the initiatives, the community centers, and the lives he had touched, Ethan Hayes's influence would endure, an eternal beacon of hope, resilience, and the boundless potential of the human spirit. His journey had proven that a single person's determination to do good could indeed change the world. And as long as there were people who believed in that truth, Ethan Hayes would live on.
The average cost of a DUI in Virginia is $11,352.47. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV. You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47? Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
His spirit forever alive in the hearts of those who carried his light. Chapter 21, The Eternal Light. Ethan Hayes's legacy continued to inspire the world, becoming more than a movement, it became a way of life. Across the globe, people looked to Ethan's story not only as a powerful tale of resilience but as a model of how to live with integrity and kindness. From schools and hospitals to bustling city squares and quiet neighborhoods, the values he had championed had woven into the everyday lives of people from all walks of life. Years after the global event in his honor, the Hayes Fellowship established an annual holiday in Ethan's name, called Day of Compassion. On this day, communities came together to perform acts of kindness, honor stories of resilience, and uplift those in need. Schools held assemblies to share stories of kindness, workplaces encouraged volunteer efforts, and people took time to reflect on how they could be a positive force in the world. In one small town, a young boy named Sam eagerly prepared for his favorite holiday. Though he had never met Ethan Hayes, he knew his story well. His parents had told him about Ethan from a young age, and each year, they celebrated Day of Compassion as a family. This year, Sam decided to honor Ethan by helping his elderly neighbor, Mrs. Duncan, with her garden, a task she struggled with but loved. With a small spade and a watering can, Sam spent the day working alongside Mrs. Duncan, who beamed as she watched him plant flowers with the same care she had shown her own children. Sam listened to her stories, her laughter, and her wisdom, feeling a warmth that filled his heart. When they finished, Mrs. Duncan hugged him tightly, thanking him for making her day brighter. "You have a kind heart, Sam," she said, her voice soft. "Ethan Hayes would be proud of you." The words meant everything to Sam, and as he walked home, he felt a sense of pride he couldn't quite put into words. He knew that the Day of Compassion wasn't just about one day, or even about one person. It was about something bigger, a commitment to living with kindness, a commitment to making the world a little better, one small act at a time. Meanwhile, Maya and Leo continued to work with the Hayes Fellowship, expanding Ethan's legacy in new directions. They launched a mentorship program that connected young leaders with retired fellows, ensuring that the lessons of one generation would be passed seamlessly to the next. The program quickly became a cornerstone of the fellowship, as mentors shared not only their experiences but the deep understanding of resilience and empathy they had learned from Ethan. One of the most remarkable mentors, Alina, had been deeply inspired by Ethan's teachings and her mentor's guidance. She was passionate about environmental advocacy, believing that a compassionate world was one that cared for the planet and future generations. She launched Green Unity, an organization that combined environmental education with community engagement, teaching people not only to appreciate nature but to protect it as a gift for those who would come after them. Under Alina's leadership, Green Unity grew quickly, reaching communities that had once felt disconnected from environmental issues. She organized tree planting events, river cleanups, and educational workshops for families and schools, all while carrying forward Ethan's message of unity and resilience. One day, as she spoke at a global environmental summit, Alina concluded her speech with a quote from Ethan Hayes that had become her guiding principle: "Every act of compassion is a gift to the future." Her words echoed in the room, and as people stood in applause, she felt the weight of Ethan's legacy in her heart. She knew she was part of something much larger than herself, a movement that connected her to people across the world who believed in a kinder, more compassionate future. As the years went by, Ethan's story became an integral part of education and community building worldwide. His teachings were studied in schools, featured in leadership programs, and shared in family gatherings. Communities and organizations created Hayes Houses, gathering spaces dedicated to collaborative learning, compassion projects, and service opportunities. These houses became symbols of Ethan's influence, places where people could come together to connect, share, and support one another. On the 100th anniversary of Ethan's birth, the United Nations held a special commemoration in his honor, declaring him a global citizen of compassion. Dignitaries, community leaders, educators, and families from every continent attended the ceremony, sharing stories of how Ethan's legacy had touched their lives. His family members, who had long carried his story forward, watched with pride as the world recognized the profound impact of Ethan's life. At the ceremony, Leo, now in his late years, stood to deliver a final tribute. His voice was steady, filled with the weight of a lifetime shaped by Ethan's teachings. "Ethan Hayes taught us that compassion is a language that everyone understands, that kindness knows no borders, and that resilience can light even the darkest paths, Leo began, his words clear and heartfelt. He showed us that one person's courage can spark a revolution of hope. And as long as we live by his principles, as long as we lift each other up, Ethan Hayes will live on, in each of us. The audience rose in applause, moved by Leo's words. People from all corners of the world held up candles in a tribute to the light Ethan had brought into their lives. The sight of thousands of glowing candles filled the room with a warmth and unity that transcended language, culture, and distance. In the quiet moments after the ceremony, Leo walked through a memorial garden dedicated to Ethan. The garden was filled with vibrant flowers and small plaques, each bearing a quote from Ethan's writings. He stopped by one of the plaques, where the words read, "Our greatest gift to the world is our kindness. Leave it everywhere you go." Leo smiled, feeling a deep sense of peace. He knew that Ethan's work would continue, carried forward by countless people around the world, each one determined to make their corner of the world a little kinder, a little brighter. As he looked up at the night sky, Leo felt the presence of his old friend. Ethan's journey had ended, but his spirit lived on, woven into the lives of those who chose kindness, compassion, and resilience. It was a legacy that would endure as long as people believed in its power, as long as there were those willing to carry the light forward. And as the stars shimmered above, Leo knew that Ethan's light, his gift to the world, would never fade. Chapter 22. The Light Within. As the decades passed, Ethan Hayes's legacy grew, touching new generations and inspiring leaders, teachers, artists, and dreamers who sought to make a difference. His story became a symbol of resilience, a beacon of hope for those striving to create a world built on empathy, compassion, and unity. Day of Compassion had become a global holiday, celebrated in over 100 countries. On this day, people performed acts of kindness in honor of Ethan, creating ripples of goodwill that stretched across communities. Schools hosted assemblies, workplaces organized volunteer events, and families spent time helping those in need, sharing stories of kindness and courage inspired by Ethan's journey. In a small village in India, a teacher named Priya used Day of Compassion to teach her students about the importance of kindness. She told them the story of Ethan Hayes, explaining how he had changed the world through his courage and empathy. Her students were captivated, and they decided to create a project called Hearts of Hayes, where they would gather donations to help families in need in their village. Inspired by Ethan's story, these young children became a source of hope for their community, spreading kindness in simple, meaningful ways. Hearts of Hayes quickly gained support from families and villagers, who marveled at the children's dedication. Over time, the project expanded, reaching neighboring villages and providing food, school supplies, and healthcare support to those in need. Ethan's story had sparked a movement even in this remote village, showing the world that kindness was universal. Meanwhile, the Hayes Fellowship continued to evolve, becoming a global institution dedicated to compassionate leadership. The fellowship offered scholarships, mentorship, and resources to young leaders from underserved communities, ensuring that Ethan's values were accessible to those who might not otherwise have had the opportunity to learn from them. The fellowship's newest director, Zara, had been one of Ethan's youngest admirers, learning about him from her mother, who had attended the first World Summit on Compassionate Leadership. Zara's vision was to bring Ethan's principles into the digital age, expanding the fellowship's reach through virtual mentorship programs, online courses, and interactive workshops. One of Zara's most ambitious initiatives was the Hayes Digital Classroom, a virtual space where students of all ages could access resources on leadership, kindness, and resilience. The classroom featured videos of fellows sharing their experiences, interactive lessons on empathy, and a digital library filled with writings inspired by Ethan. For Zara, the classroom was a way to connect with people around the world, bringing Ethan's message into homes, schools, and communities, no matter their location. On the platform's launch day, Zara hosted a live stream, inviting people from all over the world to join her in celebrating Ethan's legacy. She shared his story, recounting how his journey had begun with a single act of courage, and how that act had sparked a global movement. Ethan taught us that change doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen when we come together, when we lift each other up and believe in a better world, she told her audience, her voice steady and hopeful. Today, we carry his legacy forward, reminding ourselves that kindness is the light that guides us. The response was overwhelming. People from different countries, speaking different languages, shared stories of how Ethan's teachings had transformed their lives. The chat was filled with messages of gratitude, hope, and dedication, as people connected over their shared commitment to Ethan's vision. As the Hayes Digital Classroom grew, it became a hub for changemakers, uniting people from diverse backgrounds who shared a passion for compassionate leadership. The platform became a virtual community where people could learn, connect, and support one another, reinforcing Ethan's belief that unity and kindness were the most powerful tools for creating lasting change. In honor of Ethan's impact, Zara introduced a special program within the digital classroom called Echoes of Ethan. This program featured firsthand accounts from people who had been directly inspired by Ethan, as well as stories of communities that had carried his legacy forward in unique ways. One of these stories was from a nurse named Maria, who had integrated Ethan's principles into her work in a hospital in Buenos Aires. Maria had read The Resilient Workplace early in her career and had been moved by Ethan's belief in the power of compassion. She used his teachings to transform her team's culture, encouraging her colleagues to support each other, to listen with empathy, and to treat every patient as family. Through Maria's efforts, the hospital became known not only for its quality of care but for its atmosphere of warmth and compassion. Doctors, nurses, and staff all felt a sense of connection and purpose, working together to provide more than just medical care. They gave each patient a sense of dignity and love. When asked about her inspiration, Maria replied, "Ethan Hayes taught me that a kind heart can be as powerful as any medicine. He reminded us that, in the end, it's our humanity that heals." Back in the United States, the fellowship continued to support Ethan's vision through their Torchbearers Initiative, a program that empowered fellows to launch their own compassionate leadership projects. One fellow, Marcus, who had grown up in a neighborhood plagued by violence, used his fellowship to start a community center called Hope Haven. Inspired by Ethan, he created a safe space for youth to learn, grow, and find mentors who believed in them. Hope Haven became a lifeline for the neighborhood, offering everything from academic tutoring and counseling services to job training and creative arts programs. Marcus's center helped countless young people find purpose and stability, breaking cycles of violence and despair. He credited Ethan with teaching him that even in the darkest places, hope could thrive. "Ethan showed me that every person has the power to change their story," Marcus often said. Hope Haven is my way of carrying his torch, of showing young people that they, too, can be a force for good. On the anniversary of Ethan's passing, the Hayes Fellowship gathered in a small grove of trees planted in his honor, a quiet sanctuary where fellows, friends, and family could pay tribute to the man whose life had changed the world. People shared stories of Ethan's impact, holding candles in his memory, each light a symbol of his enduring influence. Zara, Leo, Maya, and Marcus stood together in the grove, looking around at the hundreds of people who had come to honor Ethan. Each candle, each person, represented a story, a life touched by his kindness. As the sun set, Leo took a deep breath, his voice steady as he addressed the crowd. "Ethan's legacy is not just in the programs, the books, or the movements he inspired," Leo said, his voice filled with quiet reverence. "It's in each of us. It's in the way we choose to live, the way we treat others, the way we carry his light forward. This is our promise to him, that we will continue to lift each other up, to believe in the power of kindness, and to build a world where compassion is our greatest strength." The crowd fell silent, each person reflecting on Leo's words. And as they stood together, surrounded by trees and illuminated by candlelight, they felt a profound connection, a unity that transcended words, a shared commitment to carrying Ethan's legacy into the future. Long after the candles had been extinguished and the people had gone home, the light of Ethan Hayes's legacy remained, shining brightly in the hearts of all who believed in his vision. Through every act of kindness, every gesture of compassion, every life transformed, Ethan's influence lived on. His story was no longer just a tale of resilience. It had become a promise, a legacy of love that would endure as long as there were people willing to lift each other up, to stand together, and to believe in the boundless power of kindness. Ethan Hayes had shown the world that one person could indeed change everything, and in doing so, he had left behind a light that would never fade. Chapter 23. The Spirit of Compassion. Generations came and went, but Ethan Hayes's legacy continued to flourish, evolving with the times while remaining rooted in the principles he had lived by. What had started as a personal journey for justice and kindness had become a global tradition, woven into the lives of countless people across the world. In a small coastal town in Japan, an annual festival of compassion was held in Ethan's honor. Every year, people gathered by the shore, releasing paper lanterns into the sea as a symbol of unity and peace. Each lantern bore a message or a wish for a kinder world, often inscribed with Ethan's words, "Every act of kindness is a light in the dark." The festival had become a cherished tradition, attracting visitors from across Japan and beyond. Families and friends wrote their hopes on the lanterns, sharing stories of how they had experienced kindness in their lives. The lanterns, glowing softly as they floated out to sea, created a beautiful sight, a moving tribute to the life and legacy of Ethan Hayes. One year, a young woman named Aiko attended the festival for the first time. She had come seeking solace, feeling isolated in her struggles. As she watched the lanterns drift across the water, each one carrying a message of hope, she felt a profound sense of belonging. The words inscribed on her own lantern, "You are not alone," were meant not only for herself but for anyone who, like her, needed reassurance that compassion was always there to light the way. After the festival, Aiko was inspired to start a community support group where people could share their experiences and offer encouragement to one another. She called it Hayes Heart, a tribute to the man who had reminded her that no one was truly alone in the journey of life. Her group quickly grew, becoming a beacon for people seeking kindness and connection. Ethan's legacy had once again reached a new place, touching lives in a way he could have never imagined. Back in the United States, the Hayes Fellowship launched a new initiative called Hayes in Action, a year-long program that supported small, community-based projects inspired by Ethan's teachings. Through grants and mentorship, the initiative empowered people to make a difference in their local communities.
The average cost of a DUI in Virginia is $11,352.47. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
Whether it was helping struggling families, supporting young people, or improving mental health resources, one of the fellowship's most passionate participants, Jamal, used his grant to build a youth mentorship program in his hometown. Growing up in a challenging environment, he had always dreamed of creating a safe haven where kids could feel seen, heard, and valued. Guided by Ethan's story, he called his project Rise Together. Jamal recruited local teachers, business owners, and volunteers who were dedicated to supporting the younger generation. They offered tutoring, job training, mental health support, and even organized recreational events to keep kids engaged and connected. Rise Together soon became a cornerstone of the community, giving young people hope and helping them develop the skills and confidence they needed to build brighter futures. During a community gathering, a young man who had been part of Jamal's mentorship program spoke about the impact it had on his life. "Because of Rise Together, I know that my dreams are possible," he said, his voice steady and sincere. "And I owe that hope to Ethan Hayes. He showed us that we don't have to be alone in our struggles, that we can rise together. I want to thank him, even though he's gone, for teaching us that kindness is powerful." The crowd erupted into applause, and Jamal felt a swell of pride. In that moment, he knew he was part of something larger, a movement that stretched far beyond his own town, united by Ethan's timeless message. In schools across the world, the resilient workplace had become part of the curriculum, introducing students to the concept of compassionate leadership. Teachers used Ethan's story to discuss not only leadership but empathy, resilience, and the importance of standing up for what was right. Students read about Ethan's journey, how he had faced adversity, how he had inspired change, and how his legacy continued to light the way for others. One teacher, Mr. Chen, took Ethan's story to heart, incorporating daily reflections on kindness into his classroom. Each day, his students shared small acts of compassion they had witnessed or performed, creating a culture of kindness that extended beyond the school walls. Mr. Chen's students, inspired by Ethan, started a kindness club, organizing food drives, neighborhood cleanups, and peer support groups. At the end of the school year, the students presented Mr. Chen with a framed plaque, engraved with a message inspired by Ethan: "Thank you for teaching us that the world is a better place when we care for one another." Mr. Chen, moved by their gesture, knew that Ethan's teachings would live on in each of these young people. They would carry his message with them, passing it forward to the next generation, ensuring that kindness and compassion remained alive in the world. As Ethan's legacy continued to expand, the fellowship introduced an interactive app called Hayes Connect, allowing people from around the world to share their own stories of compassion, resilience, and unity. The app quickly gained popularity, with users posting about acts of kindness, support, and small victories inspired by Ethan's principles. Through Hayes Connect, people who had never met shared experiences and encouraged one another, creating a digital community united by a shared commitment to making the world a better place. Each story was a reminder that Ethan's influence was still growing, reaching new places and new hearts. In one post, a nurse in Italy shared how she had transformed her ward's culture by encouraging her colleagues to practice small acts of kindness with their patients. In another, a young father in Brazil wrote about how reading The Resilient Workplace had inspired him to teach his children about empathy, respect, and inclusion. From classrooms in Kenya to community centers in Canada, people use the app to celebrate kindness and honor the man who had taught them that compassion was a force for change. On what would have been Ethan's 125th birthday, the world celebrated a historic day of compassion. Across continents, people of all ages came together, performing acts of kindness in his memory. In city centers, small towns, and even rural villages, people gathered to honor his legacy, filling the world with moments of warmth and unity. At the fellowship's headquarters, the board hosted a special gathering in the memorial garden dedicated to Ethan. Flowers from all over the world adorned the garden, each one a tribute to the man who had inspired them all. Maya, who had now become the fellowship's president, addressed the crowd, her voice filled with pride and emotion. "Today, we celebrate not just a man, but a movement, a way of life that Ethan Hayes gave us. His legacy is woven into our lives, our communities, and our hearts. And it will continue to guide us, reminding us that we have the power to change the world, one kind act at a time." As she finished, attendees held up candles, their flames flickering against the night sky, each light a symbol of Ethan's enduring influence. They stood together in silence, reflecting on the impact he had made on their lives, on the lives of their families, and on the future they were all working to build. In that moment, it was clear. Ethan Hayes' story was not just one of resilience but of love, of unity, and of the belief that humanity's greatest gift is the ability to uplift one another. And as the candlelight illuminated their faces, they knew that Ethan's spirit would live on forever, in every act of kindness, in every gesture of hope, in every heart that dared to believe in a brighter, more compassionate world. Chapter 24. The Legacy Foundation. As Ethan Hayes' legacy entered yet another era, the Fellowship's board decided to establish the Ethan Hayes Legacy Foundation, an organization dedicated to preserving and expanding Ethan's vision of a world led by compassion, resilience, and unity. The foundation's mission was threefold: to support community projects, foster education in compassionate leadership, and fund initiatives that brought kindness into global systems, healthcare, education, and beyond. The foundation quickly garnered support from leaders, philanthropists, and everyday individuals who believed in Ethan's ideals. It became a symbol of hope, a collective promise to continue his mission, not just through words, but through tangible, lasting change. One of the foundation's first major projects was Voices of Kindness, a program that provided resources and support to communities affected by conflict and hardship. Inspired by Ethan's belief in the power of unity, the program focused on rebuilding relationships, fostering understanding, and creating safe spaces for healing. In towns and villages where Voices of Kindness operated, Ethan's story was shared as a reminder that resilience and compassion could transform even the most difficult circumstances. In a small village in Uganda, Voices of Kindness brought together people who had been divided by years of political and social tension. With the foundation's support, community leaders organized listening circles, where villagers could share their experiences and begin the process of reconciliation. One elderly man, who had lived through the worst of the conflict, spoke about how Ethan Hayes' story had helped him find forgiveness. "Ethan taught me that kindness is stronger than anger, that unity is stronger than division," he said, his voice steady. "Because of him, I have learned to look at my neighbors with compassion, to understand their pain as my own." The program's success inspired other communities to reach out to the foundation, hoping to replicate the healing and transformation they had witnessed. As Voices of Kindness expanded, Ethan's story continued to bring people together, proving that his vision transcended borders and backgrounds. Meanwhile, the foundation launched an ambitious educational program called Leaders of Light, a series of workshops and scholarships for young people from underserved communities. The program offered courses on leadership, empathy, and community service, with a curriculum built around Ethan's teachings. One of the first scholarship recipients, Elena, grew up in a rough neighborhood in Chicago, where opportunities were limited and hope often felt out of reach. She had always dreamed of making a difference but had no idea how to begin. Through Leaders of Light, Elena found mentors, resources, and, most importantly, a community of people who believed in her potential. Inspired by Ethan's story, Elena used her training to start a project called Pathways Forward, a program that provided academic tutoring, mentorship, and mental health resources to kids in her neighborhood. She rallied teachers, volunteers, and local organizations, determined to create a space where young people could feel seen and supported. Elena's program became a lifeline for many, offering hope and opportunity where there had once been none. And each time she shared Ethan's story, her students listened intently, understanding that they too could rise above their circumstances and become beacons of light in their own communities. Years later, Elena stood on stage at the Foundation's annual gala, speaking to an audience of supporters, fellows, and leaders from around the world. Ethan Hayes showed me that one person's kindness can spark a movement, that we are all connected through the simple act of caring for one another, Elena said, her voice filled with gratitude. Because of him, I found the courage to follow my dreams and to help others follow theirs. His legacy is my inspiration, my guiding light. Her words moved the audience, reminding them that Ethan's vision was alive, carried forward by those who had embraced his message and made it their own. The foundation continued to grow, establishing partnerships with international organizations and governments, working tirelessly to embed Ethan's principles into the frameworks of society. In healthcare, the foundation funded training programs for doctors and nurses, teaching them about empathy-driven care. In education, it provided grants to schools that emphasized compassion and resilience in their curricula. And in environmental advocacy, it supported initiatives that promoted sustainability and respect for the planet, guided by Ethan's belief that compassion extended to all living things. The foundation's influence reached even the halls of the United Nations, where a special conference was held to discuss the importance of compassion in addressing global challenges. Leaders from around the world gathered to share how Ethan's legacy had inspired policies, reforms, and initiatives in their own countries. In a powerful address, the UN Secretary-General highlighted Ethan Hayes as a model for ethical leadership. Ethan Hayes taught us that compassion is not just an ideal, it is a solution. His legacy reminds us that by lifting each other up, by choosing unity over division, we can address the world's greatest challenges. His story is a testament to the enduring strength of the human spirit, and his legacy continues to inspire us all. The audience rose in applause, acknowledging the profound impact of a man who had once been just a single voice in the corporate world. Ethan's legacy had become a global movement, a unifying force for people striving to create a better world. Back at the foundation's headquarters, a new generation of fellows, staff, and volunteers worked tirelessly to carry out Ethan's mission. Among them was Jalen, a young man who had grown up hearing stories about Ethan from his grandparents. He had joined the foundation to be part of something greater, to honor the values that had been passed down to him. One evening, as Jalen walked through the foundation's garden, he found himself standing before a statue of Ethan Hayes, a gentle smile captured on his face, his eyes cast downward as though looking at the people whose lives he had changed. Jalen felt a surge of gratitude and pride. He understood that Ethan's story was no longer just a part of history. It was a living, breathing legacy, carried forward by each person who believed in the power of kindness and unity. Taking a deep breath, Jalen placed a hand on the statue's base, making a silent promise to carry Ethan's light forward, to be a torchbearer in his own way. As he stood there, he felt a profound sense of connection to everyone who had been inspired by Ethan's life, from the children in Japan sending lanterns out to sea, to the students in Chicago learning about compassion, to the leaders shaping policies at the United Nations. They were all bound by the same purpose, united by a legacy that had outgrown one person and become a gift to the world. And so, the legacy of Ethan Hayes continued, spreading across generations, shaping lives, and inspiring hope. His story was a reminder that true leadership was not about power or titles, but about the simple, transformative act of caring for others. Through each new project, each kind act, and each heart that chose to lift others up, Ethan's light shone brighter. It was a light that transcended borders, cultures, and time itself, a light that would guide humanity for generations to come, reminding them that kindness, resilience, and unity could change the world. Chapter 25: The World of Tomorrow. Decades passed, and the world transformed in ways Ethan Hayes could have only dreamed. His legacy had become the foundation of a global society that valued compassion, unity, and resilience. The Ethan Hayes Legacy Foundation continued to flourish, adapting to the challenges of the modern world while preserving the values Ethan had championed. In a future where technological advances connected people more closely than ever, the foundation used these innovations to spread Ethan's teachings on a scale previously unimaginable. Digital platforms allowed individuals from every corner of the globe to participate in virtual acts of kindness, share stories of resilience, and connect through shared values. The annual Day of Compassion was now celebrated by billions, transcending its origins to become a symbol of hope and humanity. At the heart of this global community was the Hayes Compassion Network, an interactive platform created to foster empathy-driven leadership, connection, and support. The network allowed users to volunteer for projects, mentor others, attend virtual workshops on compassion and resilience, and participate in live global events. Ethan's story was more than history. It was woven into the everyday lives of people who saw kindness as a guiding principle. In a bustling city on the African continent, a young woman named Amara logged onto the Hayes Compassion Network each morning. Raised in a small village, she had learned about Ethan Hayes from her school's digital curriculum and had been inspired to make a difference. Through the platform, Amara connected with mentors and other compassionate leaders who encouraged her to pursue her dream of opening a wellness center focused on holistic health and community support. With guidance from the network, Amara launched The Haven, a center where people could find both medical and emotional support, rooted in Ethan's belief that true well-being encompassed both body and mind. The Haven quickly became a sanctuary for the community, offering everything from mental health counseling to classes on stress management and healthy living. Amara often shared Ethan's story with visitors, explaining how his vision had inspired her to create a place of healing and hope. During a community celebration marking The Haven's anniversary, Amara spoke to the crowd gathered outside the center. "Ethan Hayes showed me that even one person's compassion can create waves of change," she said, her voice filled with gratitude. "Because of him, I've learned that our greatest strength lies in the care we offer one another. This place is a testament to his belief that kindness can heal, uplift, and transform." Her words brought tears to the eyes of many in the crowd, reminding them that they were part of something larger, a movement that spanned continents, cultures, and generations. Meanwhile, in South America, a young environmental activist named Diego was inspired by Ethan's legacy to start Earth's Embrace, an initiative that combined conservation efforts with community education. Diego used the Hayes Compassion Network to gather volunteers, connecting with people around the world who were passionate about preserving the planet. Earth's Embrace organized tree planting events, cleanup campaigns, and educational workshops focused on sustainable living. Diego's mission was simple but powerful: to inspire people to see the Earth as a living entity worthy of compassion, just as Ethan had taught them to care for one another. During a global summit on environmental sustainability, Diego delivered a speech to an international audience. "Ethan Hayes taught us that compassion isn't limited to human interactions. It extends to all life, to the Earth that sustains us," he said. "This planet is our shared responsibility, and by working together, we can create a future that honors both humanity and the environment." His words resonated deeply, sparking a renewed commitment among leaders and activists to integrate compassion into environmental policies and practices. Ethan's legacy had reached beyond human relationships to inspire a more caring world, one that saw kindness as essential to the planet's well-being. As the Hayes Foundation continued to grow, its leaders decided to create a memorial that would serve as a universal symbol of Ethan's impact. They called it the Heart of Humanity, an enormous, glowing monument situated on an island that could be seen from space. Shaped like an open heart, the monument was inscribed with Ethan's most beloved quotes and stories of lives he had touched. It was accessible to visitors worldwide, who could explore the monument both physically and through an immersive digital experience. The Heart of Humanity became a pilgrimage site, drawing people from all walks of life who came to reflect on Ethan's teachings and renew their commitment to living by his values. On Day of Compassion, people gathered at the monument to hold candlelight vigils, each person lighting a candle as a reminder of the light they carried within. One Day of Compassion, Zara, now the Foundation's global director, spoke to a crowd of thousands at the Heart of Humanity. "Ethan Hayes believed that every act of kindness, no matter how small, was a gift to the world," Zara said, her voice resonating across the crowd. "This monument is more than a tribute to his life. It's a symbol of the potential within each of us to make a difference. Together, we are the Heart of Humanity, and together, we carry forward his dream of a compassionate world." The crowd held up their candles, creating a sea of light that illuminated the monument and symbolized the collective hope Ethan had ignited. As Zara looked out over the crowd, she felt a profound sense of unity, a sense that Ethan's legacy would continue, not as a static memory but as a living, evolving force. In the years that followed, the Heart of Humanity became more than a monument. It became a gathering place, a reminder that kindness had the power to transcend boundaries. The monument's interactive walls displayed the stories of people who had carried Ethan's light forward, from educators and healthcare workers to environmentalists and community builders. Each story was a testament to the lives Ethan had changed, a reminder that his legacy was still alive, carried forward by millions. Generations of children grew up hearing about Ethan Hayes as a hero, a leader who had shown the world that compassion was more powerful than any title, that unity was stronger than any division. His story became part of the cultural fabric, a guiding light that reminded people of their shared humanity. And in quiet moments, standing before the Heart of Humanity or reading Ethan's story in schools, people would pause, feeling a connection to Ethan, as if he were there beside them, reminding them of the kindness and courage that lay within each of them. As the world moved forward, Ethan Hayes's legacy remained, a beacon of hope for all who sought to live with compassion and courage. Through every act of kindness, every life touched, and every heart inspired, his spirit endured, a reminder that one person's vision could indeed change the course of history. Ethan's light had become a part of the world, woven into its future, guiding humanity with the belief that together, they could create a world where kindness reigned, where unity brought strength, and where every person's compassion became a gift to the world. And so, as people looked to the future, they knew that as long as they carried Ethan's light within them, they were never alone, and the world would forever be better because of the life and legacy of Ethan Hayes. Chapter 26. The Legacy Lives On. In a world transformed by Ethan Hayes's values, his legacy had come to symbolize not only the power of kindness but the enduring strength of collective humanity. From the smallest towns to sprawling cities, people found inspiration in Ethan's story, using it to guide their lives and uplift those around them. One afternoon in a school nestled in the mountains of Peru, a teacher named Lucia was preparing her students for Day of Compassion. She shared Ethan's story with them, recounting how he had started as an ordinary man facing a toxic work environment and had gone on to spark a global movement through resilience and empathy. The children listened with wide eyes as Lucia told them about the Heart of Humanity and Day of Compassion, and how people across the world honored Ethan by doing acts of kindness. As Lucia finished, one of her students raised his hand, his face thoughtful. "Miss Lucia, can we do something special too?" he asked. "Maybe we can plant a tree and call it Ethan's Tree. It can be a place where people come to feel peace." Lucia's heart swelled with pride. "That's a beautiful idea, Marco. We can all work together to plant it, and every year, we'll celebrate Day of Compassion there." And so, on Day of Compassion, Lucia's students gathered in the schoolyard, planting a sapling with their own hands. Each child left a note of kindness, a small message to be buried with the tree, written in honor of Ethan and the values he had shared with the world. The sapling became a beloved landmark, a symbol of unity, growing alongside the children who had planted it. Over the years, Ethan's tree became a sanctuary for the community. People came to sit beneath its branches, to reflect, to meditate, or simply to be reminded of the legacy that had inspired so many. The tree grew strong and tall, its roots stretching deep into the earth, symbolizing how Ethan's legacy had taken root in hearts everywhere. Halfway across the world, a young software engineer named Malik found himself drawn to Ethan's story in a different way. He was inspired by how Ethan had used his circumstances, however challenging, to create something beautiful. Malik wanted to honor that same resilience by creating a digital archive of Ethan's legacy that would reach future generations. He called it Echoes of Compassion, a project dedicated to cataloging the countless stories of kindness inspired by Ethan's life. Using advanced technology, Malik created a virtual platform where people could record and share their experiences, hopes, and acts of kindness. The archive became a place of unity, connecting people who had never met but were bound by a common purpose: to carry Ethan's light forward. Soon, Echoes of Compassion was filled with stories: students helping elderly neighbors, doctors volunteering in underserved communities, strangers performing simple acts of kindness, and people transforming workplaces through empathy and resilience. Each story was a tribute to Ethan's influence, a reminder of the countless lives he had touched. One story that moved Malik deeply was from a nurse in Brazil who had read The Resilient Workplace while recovering from burnout. She shared how Ethan's teachings helped her find strength and purpose again, encouraging her to bring compassion back into her work and to support her fellow nurses with empathy. Through Echoes of Compassion, Malik's project connected people across the globe, creating a living legacy of Ethan Hayes. People could access the archive from anywhere, finding strength, inspiration, and a reminder that kindness was always within reach. In New York City, Zara, now in her 60s and still leading the Ethan Hayes Legacy Foundation, hosted an annual gala in Ethan's honor. This event had grown to become one of the foundation's most celebrated traditions, bringing together leaders, educators, activists, and everyday people who believed in Ethan's message. At the gala, people shared how Ethan's story had shaped their lives. Families, friends, and strangers exchanged stories of resilience, speaking about the hardships they had overcome with kindness, the communities they had uplifted, and the lives they had changed. Each story was a testament to the legacy Ethan had left behind, a reminder that one person's compassion could ripple out into the world. One year, Zara took the stage, looking out over the faces of those gathered, some of whom had traveled across continents to attend. "Ethan Hayes gave us more than a story," Zara said, her voice filled with warmth. He gave us a way to live, a reminder that no matter how dark things might seem, compassion is always the answer. He believed that each of us holds the power to make a difference. Tonight, as we celebrate his legacy, let us remember that his light lives on in each of us, in every act of kindness, in every life we touch. Her words stirred something in the crowd, a renewed commitment to carrying Ethan's light forward, to ensuring that his vision of a compassionate world would endure for generations to come. As the world advanced into a new era, Ethan Hayes's story remained a guiding light, a tale passed down from one generation to the next. His teachings were part of global education programs, inspiring young leaders and reminding them that compassion was a form of strength. One day, a young girl named Layla found herself captivated by a book her grandmother had given her, a biography of Ethan Hayes. She read about his journey, how he had transformed pain into purpose, and how he had inspired millions through his simple yet profound belief in kindness. Layla decided that she, too, wanted to make a difference, to carry forward Ethan's light in her own way. Layla began organizing kindness projects at her school, sharing Ethan's story with her friends and encouraging them to join her in spreading compassion. Soon, her projects grew, reaching beyond the school walls and into the broader community. People of all ages joined her efforts, inspired by her dedication and by Ethan's timeless message. As Layla stood in front of her classmates one day, she shared the words that had inspired her the most: "Our greatest gift to the world is our kindness. Leave it everywhere you go." Her voice echoed in the room, and as she looked out at her friends, she felt Ethan's spirit with her, a quiet reassurance that even the smallest acts could change lives. And so, Ethan Hayes's legacy continued, carried forward by every person who believed in his vision. His light remained, a constant reminder of the power within each of us to create a kinder, more compassionate world. Through every community center, every workplace transformed, every friendship strengthened, and every heart touched, his story lived on, as timeless and enduring as the values he had dedicated his life to. The world was forever changed because one man, long ago, had chosen kindness. And as long as there were people willing to carry his light forward, to live with compassion and unity, Ethan Hayes's legacy would never fade. It would shine brightly, guiding humanity toward a future filled with hope, love, and resilience, a future built on the enduring truth that kindness is the greatest gift we can give. Chapter 27: Seeds of a Kinder Future. In the decades that followed, Ethan Hayes's influence became ingrained not only in individuals and communities, but in the very foundations of society. His vision had blossomed into a world where kindness, empathy, and resilience were guiding principles in education, leadership, healthcare, and environmental stewardship. The Ethan Hayes Legacy Foundation, along with its countless initiatives, continued to inspire and empower people of all ages to lead with compassion and courage. Day of Compassion remained an international holiday, a celebration of humanity's commitment to one another and to the world they shared. Every year, people came together to honor Ethan's legacy through acts of kindness, storytelling, and community gatherings. It was a day when cities slowed down, families gathered, and communities opened their doors to everyone, making it a truly global celebration of love and unity. One year, on the morning of Day of Compassion, an elderly woman named Isabella traveled to the Heart of Humanity, the monument dedicated to Ethan's life and legacy. Isabella had been one of the original fellows of the Hayes Fellowship and had witnessed firsthand the profound changes Ethan's teachings had brought to the world. She was now returning, not only as a former fellow but as a mentor, accompanied by her granddaughter, Eva. Eva, a curious and bright young woman, had grown up hearing about Ethan's story from her grandmother. For as long as she could remember, she had been inspired by his legacy, but seeing the Heart of Humanity in person brought a new sense of awe. As they walked together through the monument's hallways, reading inscriptions of Ethan's quotes and seeing walls adorned with stories of kindness, Eva turned to Isabella with a sense of wonder. "Grandma, it feels like he's still here with us," Eva said softly. "Like his spirit is alive in everything I see and read." Isabella nodded, her eyes filled with pride. "Ethan's spirit lives on in every person who carries his message forward, just as we do today. He believed that kindness was a gift meant to be shared, and that belief has become a part of us all. This monument is a reminder that compassion is timeless, a gift we pass from one generation to the next." Eva's eyes sparkled with resolve. "I want to be part of this, Grandma. I want to help keep his legacy alive and make a difference." Isabella smiled, placing a hand on her granddaughter's shoulder. "You already are, my dear. Just by being here, just by choosing to live with kindness, you are part of something beautiful, something much larger than yourself." In communities around the world, People continued to honor Ethan in ways that brought his teachings into the fabric of everyday life. Schools dedicated entire months to learning about compassionate leadership, inspired by his story. Healthcare centers trained staff in empathy-based care, seeing each patient as an individual with unique needs and feelings. Environmental organizations drew from Ethan's principles, advocating for sustainable practices that honored the planet and future generations. One particularly impactful initiative, the Kindness Chronicles, was launched by a group of teachers and writers who had been inspired by Ethan's life. They created a collection of stories, poems, and reflections about acts of kindness witnessed around the world. Every year, new volumes were added, filled with tales of resilience, unity, and hope, shared by people of all ages and backgrounds. In schools, the Kindness Chronicles became a cherished part of the curriculum, encouraging students to think about the power of compassion and the positive impact they could make. The Chronicles became a global tradition, each new edition filled with stories of lives touched by kindness, all tied back to Ethan Hayes and his unwavering belief in humanity's potential for good. At the Foundation's headquarters, the leaders introduced a new branch called Hayes Horizons, dedicated to expanding the reach of Ethan's values into emerging fields and technology. With the rise of artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and other digital advancements, the Foundation wanted to ensure that compassion remained at the heart of innovation. Under Hayes Horizons, the Foundation launched an initiative called Compassionate AI, a project focused on developing technologies that prioritized human well-being and ethical standards. Guided by Ethan's teachings, the team worked with technologists, psychologists, and ethicists to create AI tools that supported mental health, education, and community building. The initiative was groundbreaking, establishing a new era of technology that upheld empathy and ethical responsibility as core principles. One of the lead developers, Amir, had been inspired by Ethan's legacy since his youth. He saw Compassionate AI as an opportunity to apply Ethan's values in the digital world. Ethan Hayes believed that compassion could transform anything it touched, Amir said during a global tech conference. We're here to ensure that this belief remains a guiding force, even as technology advances. Through Compassionate AI, we aim to create tools that don't just serve humanity but uplift it. Amir's words resonated with the audience, sparking conversations among technologists, business leaders, and innovators on how to use technology to build a kinder, more inclusive world. On the 150th anniversary of Ethan Hayes's birth, the world celebrated a monumental day of compassion. The Foundation organized a global broadcast featuring stories from people whose lives had been changed by Ethan's teachings. From students and teachers to CEOs and community leaders, individuals from all walks of life shared how Ethan's values had influenced them, how his legacy continued to inspire their work, and how they hoped to pass it on. At the heart of humanity, people from every continent gathered in person and virtually, united in their commitment to live by Ethan's principles. As dusk fell, the monument was illuminated by thousands of lights, candles, lanterns, and digital screens glowing in tribute to the man who had sparked a worldwide movement. Leo, Ethan's lifelong friend and the last surviving member of the original fellowship, appeared on a large screen to address the crowd. Though he was well into his 90s, his voice was steady, filled with the warmth and strength of a life lived in dedication to Ethan's vision. Ethan Hayes taught us that kindness is not just an action, it's a way of life, Leo said, his words resonating deeply. He believed that each of us has the power to create change, to bring light into the lives of others. Tonight, as we gather in his memory, let us remember that his legacy lives in each of us, in every act of kindness, every choice to uplift rather than tear down, every moment we choose love over fear. The crowd stood in silence, each person holding their light high, reflecting on the impact Ethan's teachings had made on their lives. As the night deepened, people shared stories, songs, and reflections, honoring Ethan's memory and renewing their commitment to his vision. Generations continued to pass, but Ethan Hayes's legacy remained steadfast, a pillar of compassion, unity, and resilience in an ever-changing world. Through every project, every gathering, every small act of kindness, his spirit was alive, a constant reminder of the beauty and strength that lay within humanity. And so, as people looked to the future, they knew that as long as they chose kindness, as long as they carried Ethan's light forward, his legacy would never fade. His life, his vision, his unwavering belief in the goodness of humanity would endure, guiding the world with a quiet, unbreakable strength, a strength rooted not in power, but in love. Ethan Hayes had shown the world that one person, with a heart full of compassion, could indeed make a difference. And as long as there were people who believed in that truth, his light would shine, illuminating a path for generations to come. The world had been forever changed by his journey, and his legacy would continue, inspiring hope, unity, and kindness in the hearts of all who carried it forward.